I get a little bit like this. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the world premiere, well certified, is talking to an actual AD, athletic director, the supreme in the whole bi-state area. We know him as the Clayton Athletic Director. Steve, I don't want to ruin your last name.
Hudson.
Yes. See, it's not a Hudson. It's a Hudson. So it threw me off. It threw me. So, Steve, just from the bottom of our hearts over here with the high school champions, like, we want to thank you and thank you and thank you and thank you. And, you know, other than that, we can't co-sign for you or anything like that. But, my gosh, man, you are just off the charts. And correct me if I'm wrong, did you hire Brendan Taylor?
I did. I hired Coach Taylor, I believe, in my second year as athletic director. First in the girls' role, I believe. Gosh, it's all blending together now.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, I believe I hired him in the girls' role first, and then he came in as the boys' coach second. I believe. Gosh.
Yeah, right.
It's been a while. Feels like forever.
Boom, boom. So the deal is that, I mean, this is only an audio. So, you know, your voice is just meticulous. It's magnificent. But your visual is unbelievable, man. I mean, you are athletic. When they say athletic, they mean athletic around here. You know what I mean? And so I'd like to take this just a couple minutes to be able for you to be able to pump up the Clayton Greyhounds and the magnificent community that you have built here in the last.
Yeah, and now that you say that, I just thought back. Yeah, we hired Coach Taylor in the boys' head coaching position first, and then not long after in the girls'. And he took it and ran from there. We knew we had a great coach who came with a great background in coaching out at Marquette at the high school level. And he came in here and really created a sense of community, starting within the boys' team. And then when he took on the girls' team as well, now we're doing a lot of blended fundraisers, a lot of different events. A lot of training over the summer is done blended between the two teams, which has just been absolutely amazing and 100% positive. As you know, we look to grow soccer here, and not just the Clayton community, but in St. Louis in general. And then last year he rattled off, our first state championship in girls' soccer. What a ride, and I still feel like we're riding that out a little bit, even though we're into the next season.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, all the other your whole sports program doesn't have to take a back seat to anybody over here. I mean, you know, from a guy who loves the uniforms, you got the best looking, you know, the colors and the uniforms ever. Were you ever familiar this new guy with the head coach that had been there forever and ever?
Here at Clayton?
Yeah.
Tom Redman?
Is that who it was?
Yeah, interesting story with Tom. So I played baseball at UMSL, graduated in 2004, and he was the head coach at UMSL at the time. And then things came full circle. I become AD at Clayton High School, and at the time, you know, I inherited him as the head coach of both the boys and girls program.
Wow.
What a great guy.
Oh, I mean, geez, I get goosebumps even thinking about the guy. That could I possibly, you know, be, you know, in the sick? I couldn't even be, no. He's a step above all of us, I believe, you know.
Yeah, you know, Tom was at the state championship down there at St. Louis Soccer Park, and I think was probably one of the first people to congratulate Coach Taylor after the win, after the state championship. So what a stand-up guy.
Yeah, man, yeah. And so Now, a little bit, I know how you get your class, man. You got class and style. You had to have it with the guy.
Yeah, for sure.
And I only met him twice. Okay, so here it is. Now, thank you for the secret. I won't tell anybody about the great-looking uniforms you're going to break out in the season. Oh, man. I mean to tell you. You know how. Did you pick them by any chance?
What, the 40th anniversary jerseys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so during the next boys' season, during the week we play Ladue, we're going to highlight the 40 years of soccer in Clayton, and we were able to find in one of the yearbooks, believe it or not, a picture of one of the original uniforms from 40 years ago. So we found a company that was able to custom create those. So our boys team will have what we believe is as close to the original jersey as possible on for that Ladue game. So we're really excited about that. And we're actually going to, I believe, open up sales to the general public to buy those jerseys. As I just showed you,
yeah.
They're pretty slick with the collar and everything. So we're excited about that for sure.
Yeah. I can't wait to see the goalkeeper's jersey. Oh, man, that's going
to
be nice.
And, you know, Coach Taylor comes to us as a goalkeeper, so I'm sure he'll pay special attention to that.
There you go. There you go. So I want you to know, Steve, that I talked to almost 50 boys, and they had no idea about the St. Louis High School Champions League coming up. You know, me and the other coaches and stuff, we dropped the ball on this, you know. And so, you know, we're always looking towards the athletic director. What do you think about all that?
I mean, I think it's a great opportunity, you know, and it's an inaugural year. You know, we still got to cross some T's and dot some I's. And I think once all the finer details are finalized, I think we'll really be able to do a big launch. At least on the boys' side. And what's nice about, you know, the girls' Champions League that will come up in the spring of next year, it'll just roll right in, you know, after the boys. And a lot of the kinks will be worked out for the girls' side of things. So, yeah, I think once, you know, all these little finer details are finalized, you know, what the championship venue is going to be and where it's going to be, once we can launch all that information and all the questions that are hanging out there around it, then I think we'll get, you know, some more traction, some more excitement around it. I was able to push it out early when we found out on the boys' side we were going to be invited to this first inaugural year, and there was some excitement. I got some emails back from some parents excited about it, wanting to know. I'll ask a lot of questions that I didn't have answers to at the time, so... but yeah, super excited about it. Just an opportunity to highlight high school soccer in the region.
Yeah, yeah. And that's wow. So here we go. Saturday is going to be the drawing for the girls over at JJ Twigs, they call it. That's where all the soccer people meet. And the whole story comes out. Is that it was the athletic director from visitation. I don't have his permission to mention his name. So, but that, how about that? You know, you're the guy, and then the viz takes, you know, over. So it's, you know, we got two of the finest.
Yeah, and I think a key to the success of that, and he and I have had many conversations already, is just making sure that we're very transparent with what we're doing on the boys' side and communicating that with him directly and those that are organizing the girls' Champions League to make sure we can, you know, launch the girls and have even more success than the boys. And then we'll take what we learned from the boys, the girls' first year in the Champions League and then take it into the following year for the boys and just keep growing the event. And again, just celebrating high school soccer.
Yeah, yeah. And you being at a school that is co-ed, do you find the community and our just the buzz around, is girls and boys basically the same, or is it, you know, one over the other, or what, you know?
No, I would say it's equal parts. And what's really, really neat to see, and not people are able to notice it, you know, if you go out to one of our girls' games tomorrow night, you'll look down there on the bench and you'll see four or five of our boys on the boys' nice. Team out there, you know, helping coach, do stats, whatever they can do. And then during, the, you know, the boys' season, the girls are reciprocating that back. So it's a really strong sense of community. I think a lot of that is developed through Coach Taylor and his summer training sessions and his contact days. He's inviting the boys and girls out, you know, optionally to train with each other on the evenings. And it really translates into that stronger sense of community during the school year. Especially during district play, I've been fortunate enough to be able to host a lot of the district tournaments that we're in on the boys and girls side. And, you know, that semifinal game, whether it's boys or girls, you'll see parents of the boys coming to the girls and parents of the, you know, the girls coming to the boys semifinal game to cheer each other on and really watch a high-quality product out on the field. And, you know, that's the team we're playing as well. We play in some very strong districts. I mean, this girls' district is about as strong as we're going to get coming up at the end of this girls' season.
I mean to tell you. And I got to ask, you're the guy, Gay Field, was there a man or a woman coach Gay Field, or was it a donor?
You know, that's a very good question. I've asked it several times and never really got a straight answer. I believe, you know, there are so many street names in Clayton named after people in their last name. It's not just Gay Avenue, but we believe it's someone's last name. And when the property was available for the school district to purchase, that's what they purchased and just named it after the street there. So yeah. That's as much information as I've been able to find on where the Gay Field came from.
Well, all I know is, so you, a guy my age, looks around, says Clayton. It must be over there, over here. It will be nice. Driving, this is the first time I've ever been at Clayton High School. And it's off the charts. I mean, it's off the charts. And the whole neighborhood, it's right inside the neighborhood, man. It's like, you talk about a neighborhood school, you know. And so all that mystique about Clayton and everything, you know, 1911, for God's sakes, you think, you know. But they keep it a mystique. Mysterious, you know, it's nice, you know. So, kind of wrap it up if you're okay with it.
Yeah,
We could go as long as you
want. Go as long as you want. I got plenty of time for you.
Oh, whoa, man, he said it. He said it, ladies and gentlemen. So here we go. Now, you got this and that going on. How long you been with the AD?
So this is my 20th year in the school district and fifth year in this role.
All right, so 5 years. So were you on a 5-year plan that, you know, this is what you're going to do? This is it, because you gave those magical words to me, saying that soccer coach, when you hired him, he's exceeded all my high expectations. Did you have a 5-year plan? Are you okay with what's going on?
You know, I couldn't say I had a 5-year plan specific to soccer. You know, I had a larger picture of a plan for the entire athletic department.
Absolutely.
We transitioned. This is our second year going into a new philosophy on athletics, and we've seen great success with that. We've rattled off 4 state championships in the last 2 years, 2 in tennis, 1. I know hockey's club, but still, many of those are our students. And the mindset to create competition within our own student body exists there as well. So they were able to win the Wickenheiser Cup, and then, of course, the girls winning their state championship. So I think there was a broader picture and a different mindset for athletics that myself and our assistant athletic director, Tashawn Young, we got hired the same year together. Created and started, you know, this new vision for Clayton sports, and we've seen it come to life. And right now, we can't let off the gas pedal. We got to keep growing and growing and exploring. And now, you know, we're looking at some of our youth programs in Clayton and how we can develop them and use the same philosophy and mindset there So as soon as like the late elementary school levels, kids are experiencing what high competition is like. And then by the time we get them as freshmen, we're going to grow them, you know, for that little short snapshot in time that we get with them, and then see what happens.
Yeah. If I may, Steve, I'm not just a soccer guy. I mean, I'm sports, and I would like, you know, soccer being, you know, like, oh, it's like the first one off your lips. But, you know, I'm a sports guy. You know, multi-sports.
Yeah.
And to me, you know, that with the high school Champions League, if you're familiar with the European,
yeah,
you know, they got that beautiful music, and that's just the aura of it all. And a champion, friend, I don't know how many championships you have won, or, you know, how many rings you got, but you got a championship presence about you, bro. You know, you're a champion, Steve.
Well, no, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And I truly believe it's obviously who you are, and your work ethic and the hard work that you put in, but it's also who you surround yourself with. And when you surround yourself with the people that I have in this community, from the parents to the kids to our coaches to, you know, my colleagues here, it's a recipe for success.
Yes, it is, yeah.
So I'm very grateful for that.
And you reach out to the boys and girls who be student athletes to have that. And I interviewed those Clayton Greyhound girls, I mean, they were fired. They were on fire, man, you know. And so it really resonates, is that when you say, hey, I graduated from Clayton High School, people say, hey, that means something.
Yeah, absolutely. Not just academically, which it has for years. You know, we've always set a high academic standard. Now we want to bring right alongside our extracurriculars, and specifically, you know, under my umbrella, athletics, that's a high standard as well. And we've seen that recently.
Yes, absolutely. Jeez, I didn't even think about the academics. Okay. It was like they always had the nice dancers at the St. Louis Hop when they used to do the high school dancing. But anyway, super. So the deal is this. You're coming up, and people kind of, for a lack of vocabulary, people, you were thrown in to the Coliseum. You were thrown in. Steve, you know, there you go. Is there something that you say, hey, I got this, Will, don't worry about it? Or is there something in the soccer community, in the sports club mentality with all the sports? Is that an avenue that you are well versed in?
Clarify what you mean.
Okay. Clubs and the clubs are wanting basically to say, hey, man, come on, forget about this high school. You go to school, but you play sports here, in all sports.
Yeah.
And what are you doing here? And so that type of stuff is that. And the reason I ask is that it's not confined to soccer.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're seeing it more and more that, you know, the clubs are pulling kids to them, and they're getting the families to trust what they're doing. And in a lot of ways, they're telling them this is your only route to the next level, the collegiate level in sports, which is, it's not true. Folks that are in the trenches realize that. Coach Taylor has went to different panel interviews with different collegiate level coaches, Division I coaches, and they're all saying that high school sports is very important. Now, could we do a better job of getting that message out to our communities and our families? Absolutely. I think the Champions League is an avenue to do that. But again, we got to be very strategic about how we're communicating what the Champions League is, whether it's through social media or community newsletters or whatever that may be. Whatever vehicle we have, we need to exhaust it. Now, you know, my simple answer that I tell kids all the time is yeah, there are some very high level clubs in the area. You know, and if we want to speak specifically about soccer, I don't think anyone's going to argue that. You know, we've had kids leave St. Louis and play on the national stage, on the world stage for that matter. And they've come out of some of the clubs here in St. Louis. But if you look at our state championship, for example, granted it was a spring season. It happened after school was out there in June because Clayton had already been out. But we literally rode that victory and Anna McAndrew's goal in overtime through the summer and still into this school year. And, you know, I'll talk to kids when they want to talk about soccer in general at Clayton, and I'll reference it as the goal. Were you there to see the goal? And some people see where I'm going with that, and others are like, well, tell me more about the goal. And, you know, I've got a picture of it on my phone. You know, the reaction of the kids afterwards. And literally, it was months and months of celebration here in our community of winning that state championship in girls soccer. And I know on the club side, many of our kids in St. Louis have a great deal of success at tournaments all over the country. And when they win those tournaments, the celebration is there. I'm sure it's very vibrant and exciting and very positive. But when they come back to their communities, it falls off. But within high school itself, you're able to continue that celebration and that sense of community and those bonds that will be there for a lifetime.
Wow. Well, Steve, we outdid Murphy's Law. It seems like nothing, you know, it's going to be okay. But how about this? It's a custom here at Whale Certified to give you the time that you have always wanted to say to the sports community, to the Clayton Greyhound community, to your anybody in that family and friends, whatever you want to say, this is your time. Take as long as you want.
No, yeah, I appreciate it. That's a tough one because I wish I would have known this question in advance. I could have prepared it. But no, I wish I would start out as just a thank you. Because one of the things I come to every day is I don't take things for granted. But I just greatly appreciate the support I get for my goals in my profession. From Dr. Patel, our superintendent, you know, when she came into the district, you know, administrative roles typically start July 1, and we had a meeting on July 2nd here in this office that we're in right now. And it was partially an introduction, and it was partially, what are your goals and where do you see this going and how can I support you? And then that trickles down to Dr. Kaczewski, who definitely has an athletic mindset. His own son is very successful. Athlete himself at the high school level. So he definitely understands, you know, our vision and where we're going, and he knows what he needs to do in his role as head principal to support us. So yeah, just thankful for the support. It would be hard. I'd be ashamed of myself if I didn't mention my own wife. I have an 8 and a 12-year-old at home, that are very active in sports and dance and things. We live 30 miles from here, so she spends quite a bit of her time. She teaches here in the school district, so she spends quite a bit of her time leaving immediately after her kids in her classroom are gone and going and moving our kids from station to station, which allows me to stay here. And, you know, my family for helping support that. So, yeah, if I don't have the support that I have around me, this job would be very difficult, and I don't even think it would be manageable.
Well, that's what we always look for is the genuine response. And I'll tell you, brother, that was, if you were prepared, man, this would have went off the charts. I mean, you know. But anyway, I wanted to say thank you again. And, well, with further ado, this has been Whale Certified, ladies and gentlemen.